Well, just call this a Fox Business Invasion alert. Forget Facebook marketing your personal info to third parties or your bank selling this stuff to some creeps. What if I told you the U.S. government's about to become your sort of one-step spying, constitution-crunching shop? It's true. Well, not quite like that, but anyway. New rules are giving the National Counterterrorism Center the green light to look at everything from your mortgage records to your flight records, even your health records, for no reason, even if you're not suspected of a crime. And, oh, yeah, your info isn't being looked at by just the U.S. government. It will actually be shared by foreign countries as well. Reason Magazine managing editor Catherine Menger-Ward says, this is crossing the line a big way. You know, Catherine, when I heard about this, I didn't believe it. It can't be happening. It is so blatantly horrible. It can't be happening. Why do you insist it is?
So the worst thing about it, I think, is that the government had all this data to throw into this big pot in the first place, right? There was this sort of notion that somehow there would be firewalls, that, you know, this batch of data would be kept separate from that batch of data. This is a great lesson in distrusting the government. Never believe them when they say, we promise to be good stewards of your information, because they're lying.
Well, I do agree with you on that. I always wonder, Catherine, in this age where everything is available, they say used to say for a price, but everything's digitized, right? I mean, your bank records, your flight records, mortgage records, health records, it's all out there. So it's easy to coalesce and gather if you wanted to, right?
But I actually think the idea that people are freaked out about Gmail having all their data or Facebook having all their data really misses the point. I mean, the idea that those guys want to sell you stuff, which you still have to click on and buy, is one thing. But it's a much, much bigger concern that the government can take all those data sets, often without you even knowing.
Well, what does the government do? Explain the scenario. I'm sorry, Catherine. Explain the scenario where the government just starts taking a look at you. What initiates it? What are they doing?
So the thing that's different about what's happening now, this kind of new scandal that's arisen today, is that the government isn't looking necessarily at you anymore. They're just sifting through these enormous piles of data, looking for anything that looks a little bit suspicious. So before, at least, they did have to say, that Catherine Menger-Ward, she seems like a suspicious character to me. Now it's just whatever shows up in their searches.
So with very little provocation, someone doesn't even like the way you look or what they're saying, or on a high suspicion that there's something Catherine's doing or Neil's doing, just doesn't seem right. Doesn't someone have to write off on that? Doesn't have to someone to approve that? Or can they just act unilaterally?
So one of the worst things about the revelations today in the Wall Street Journal piece is that none of it is illegal. All the government has to do is any individual agency has to publish a notice saying they're going to borrow data from another agency. And then they're good to go. Lawmakers love to write themselves loopholes, and they wrote themselves a big one here in terms of privacy. So the people who are opposed to this have to argue on the grounds just that it's terrible, invasive policy, not that it's illegal, because it's not, and it has never been.
It's amazing, and it's a sign of our times, because this is happening more and more and more. The stuff the government has at its disposal, you know. Catherine, thank you very, very much.
Thank you.